Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our news unit today, and we're going to be talking about trans fats, which is something you should avoid, but it's all over the place. How can we avoid it? And we're also going to talk about something called Bitcoin, which is like internet currency or something like that,
yeah,
and it's getting more and more common.
I wanted to mention, first of all, trans fat can be non-count and countable.
Sure.
So you'll often hear us talk about, oh, please avoid trans fat, or this is filled with trans fats. It's similar to things like material. Material can be material.
Fruit is that way. Sometimes words can be both countable and non-countable.
Or ocean and oceans. But here you'll see it both. So don't be afraid of this word.
And then later we'll talk about what Bitcoin is. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire content of today's lesson, and then we'll come back to discuss it.
FDA takes the fight to trans fats. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, has declared that trans fats are no longer generally recognized as safe. Trans fats found in food are usually artificial additives used as preservatives to lengthen a food's shelf life. However, ingestion of trans fats increases a person's bad cholesterol while reducing good cholesterol. As a result, this raises the risk of heart disease and other health problems as well. While the FDA's declaration is not the same as banning trans fats, experts believe that a ban is not far off. In the meantime, foods containing trans fats must be labeled as such. A number of U.S. states and restaurant chains have already banned trans fats, as have many countries in Europe and elsewhere. Nutritionists have called the FDA's move an important step in protecting Americans from trans fats and estimate that it will prevent about 7,000 deaths and 20,000 heart attacks caused by trans fats in the U.S. every year.
World's first Bitcoin ATM opens. The Waves Coffee Shop in Vancouver, Canada, made headlines last November when the world's first Bitcoin ATM was installed on its premises. Customers can withdraw the cash equivalent of their Bitcoins, a radical type of virtual currency, or alternatively, buy more Bitcoins by putting money into the machine. The coffee shop, along with a growing number of businesses worldwide, accepts bitcoins as legal tender. Bitcoins are the world's most popular virtual currency. They were invented in 2008 by an anonymous software developer known only as Satoshi Nakamoto. You can get bitcoins by creating addresses managed in virtual wallets that keep track of their value. Many people use them for online purchases, because transaction fees for bitcoins are lower than those for credit cards. Though some economists have criticized them for being unreliable, bitcoins are slowly making their way into everyday life. One user at the ATM in Vancouver said, "I think bitcoins are the way of the future because they provide maximum value and efficiency."
Let's take a look at the first news article here. The FDA is a department, you could say, in the U.S. government who checks out our food and our drugs, and they make sure that they are safe for the citizens to use. We shorten the name just to FDA. We actually talk about the FDA quite frequently because we're always looking to see what new drugs are on the market or what foods we should avoid, what's not safe for us to eat. It says here they're taking the fight to trans fats, which means they're going to fight trans fats and try to get them out of the foods that are produced in America because they aren't very good for our health, actually. It says here that they've declared that trans fats are no longer generally recognized as safe. Generally means, for the most part, I guess some people disagree, but for the most part, they're not recognized as being safe for our health. Now, if you declare something, you say it pretty formally. You make that formal announcement to let people know about some sort of news. And this is the news. Hey, trans fats aren't good for you.
Yes, indeed. At least most people feel that way. and trans fats found in food are usually artificial additives used as preservatives to lengthen a food's shelf life. So the trans fats in food are usually artificial additives. Artificial means made by people. They don't occur naturally. They're made in a laboratory or something like that.
Chemicals.
Chemicals, indeed. Yeah. And additives are things that you add to something. People were worried some time ago about the additives in milk produced here in Taiwan. Were they putting medicine in there or vitamins? Those would be additives. Or in some cases, I think they were adding salt to baby powder or something like that. So those are things that are added to something, and so foods use these additives as preservatives. A preservative is just some kind of chemical in food so that it will last longer, so that it won't spoil quickly. Fresh food from the traditional market will spoil overnight, whereas food with preservatives in them may last a week, a month, or even years.
And we talk about how long they last with this phrase shelf life. Shelf life talks about the length of time that a food can be stored and still be good to eat before it spoils or turns rotten. You could say that too. Ooh, that's rotten. That apple is rotten. Don't eat it. Or that milk is spoiled. Don't drink it. Food that has a longer shelf life can be stored and it's more convenient for people because they can just grab it and eat it after it's been on their shelf for a while. Maybe they bought it 2 weeks ago. Most foods that are considered fresh, even things like yogurt and milk, will have an expiration date stamped on it, so you can always check and see when it expires, when you should eat or drink it before it gets old. You don't want to eat it or drink it after it's spoiled because it tastes bad and it might make you sick.
Mm-hmm. And ingestion of trans fats increases a person's bad cholesterol while reducing good cholesterol. So ingestion just refers to food going in your body and being absorbed into your body. Ingestion, which sounds like digestion. Digestion is the process in which food is converted to something that the body can use. But after it is absorbed into the body, that's referred to as ingestion. You don't want to ingest poison, for example.
Yeah, you just use the verb there. Ingest is the verb. Ingestion is the noun. The process of taking food into your body to swallow something you ingest. It's more of a formal word. So if you take in trans fats, it increases your bad cholesterol and reduces your good cholesterol. There are two kinds of cholesterol. Cholesterol is a substance that's found in the bodies of people and animals. We need some good cholesterol, but we don't want the bad cholesterol.
Yeah.
Because if you have too much bad cholesterol, it can clog your veins and your arteries, which makes it difficult for the blood to flow throughout your body. This increases the risk of heart disease and stroke, too. Now, as a result, it's just a phrase that means because of this, because something else has happened, this is the result. I could also use the word consequently. Consequently,
yeah.
This raises the risk of heart disease and other health problems, which is bad.
Or therefore, this raises the risk of heart disease, heart attack, stuff like that. So, yes, you want to keep out the bad cholesterol and let the good come in. Trans fats, I guess, increases the bad cholesterol, so that's a no-no. Now, here's the next paragraph. It says, while the FDA's declaration is not the same as banning trans fats, experts believe that a ban is not far off. So they've declared this. We talked about declare before. This is the noun form declaration, which is the noun form of the verb to declare. So this declaration is not the same as banning them, but the ban is probably going to come soon. Banning here just refers to when something is restricted or prohibited by a government. Sometimes governments can ban books, for example.
Uh-huh. Well, in the meantime, before they actually ban those trans fats, foods that contain trans fats have to be labeled as such, which means if you produce a product where you're including trans fats, you have to put it on that label that lists all the ingredients. So a number of U.S. states and restaurant chains have already banned trans fats. For example, McDonald's used to fry their French fries in oil that had trans fats. No longer, that's not the case.
Oh, boy.
So a lot of these fast food chains have already banned trans fats. They could see that the government was going to come down on trans fats and ban them eventually. So they acted before they were forced to. There are also a lot of countries in Europe and around the world that have also already taken steps to ban these trans fats from their products.
Now, if you are a nutritionist, that means you're an expert on nutrition. You know what the body needs, what kind of vitamins, minerals, and foods the body needs to be healthy. So a person who studies nutrition is a nutritionist, and these nutritionists have called the FDA's move an important step in protecting Americans from trans fats. This is a move. This is what they've done. Your move, for example, if you're playing chess, it's my move now, then it's your move.
Some sort of action is a move.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And estimates that it will prevent about 7,000 deaths and 20,000 heart attacks caused by trans fats in the U.S. every year. Estimate, here's the verb, that's what nutritionists are doing. They are estimating that these trans fats will actually cause these deaths. Without the trans fats, there will be fewer deaths and fewer heart attacks.
If you estimate something, you make a good guess based on the information that you have. You're guessing about the size or amount of something. This isn't a fact. They're making a good guess. They're not just pulling a number out of the air, but it's based on some information that they already have, and they think that by getting rid of trans fats, it will save people from having an early death, maybe around 7,000 people, and also try to prevent 20,000 heart attacks that seem to be caused by trans fats in the U.S. every year. So it can help a lot of people. When you think about loved ones, this could be a big deal to you, because if you want to keep your loved ones around longer, you might want to encourage them to eat more healthy food to get rid of those trans fats. Okay, everybody, right now we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to talk about Bitcoin.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 前阵子新闻谈到的反式脂肪在英文里面翻译成为 trans fats, 我们来看看它相关的新闻。首先在第一段的第二个句子提到 ,trans fats found in food are usually artificial additives used as preservatives to lengthen a food's shelf life.这里谈到呢，在食物当中被发现的反式脂肪，我们可以括号从 found 一直到 food， 用来修饰前面的 trans fats， 真正的动词 are。这些反式脂肪呢，其实是一些人工的添加物 artificial additives。在这里的 artificial 解释成为人工的、人造的，譬如说人造花。An artificial flower, an artificial satellite, 则是指人造卫星。而这些人工的添加物 used as, 也是 VPP 表被动，被用来当作是能够加长这个食物保存期限的防腐剂。Preservatives, 在这里就是解释成为防腐剂。Preserve 是动词，保存、保留。名词 preservation 则是指对某个事物的保护以及保存。继续看后面的句子。However, ingestion of trans fats increases a person's bad cholesterol while reducing good cholesterol. 这里指出反式脂肪的摄取会提高体内的坏胆固醇而降低好的胆固醇。Ingestion 在这里就是当作名词解释成为摄取的意思。第二段提到While the FDA's declaration is not the same as banning trans fats, experts believe that a ban is not far off. 虽然 FDA 这样子的声明并不代表就禁用反式脂肪，不过专家相信这样子的禁令 ban 很快就会实施。在这里我们看到 ban 这个字可以用来当作名词，也可以用来当作动词。譬如说 ,smoking is banned in the lecture hall, 演讲厅内是禁止吸烟的。这篇新闻的最后一句提到 Nutritionists have called the FDA's move an important step in protecting Americans from trans fats and estimate that it will prevent about 7,000 deaths and 20,000 heart attacks caused by trans fats in the U.S. every year.营养学家认为 FDA 这样子的措施其实是一个很重要的一步 an important step, 因为它可以保护美国人来远离反式脂肪同时估计 estimate, 大概啊每年会有约7000起的死亡案例跟20000起的心脏病案例都可以防止这样子事件的发生。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's move on to the second part of our lesson for today. We're going to talk about something called Bitcoin or Bitcoins. That's a new kind of virtual currency that's on the internet, and I myself have only heard about this recently. But hey, I guess if you want Bitcoin or Bitcoins, you could go to Vancouver, Canada, because the first ATM for Bitcoin has opened there.
Wow, pretty exciting.We're doing a lot of cool things today on the internet. The internet's making a lot of things possible in our world. I would never have thought about Bitcoin when I was a little girl. You had to have real money in your pocket. Well, they've actually opened an ATM that spits out Bitcoins. You can transfer, or I guess you can withdraw the cash equivalent of Bitcoins in these ATMs that they've installed there. Let's talk about this place. It's the Waves Coffee Shop.They're kind of breaking new ground, doing something brand new in Vancouver, Canada. If you do something that draws attention, sometimes you're newsworthy, so you make headlines. If you make headlines, you do something that gets people to notice you. So you are a major story that's reported in newspapers and magazines or maybe even on television news programs.To make headlines, here's the past tense, they made headlines last November. That's when the world's first Bitcoin ATM was installed. If you install something, you make something ready, you put it in its place. We install a lot of equipment like telephones and computers and things that you have to actually plug in and make sure it's connected to wires and things. They installed this ATM on its premises.The Waves Coffee Shop said, yes, you can put the ATM machine on our property. Premises refers to a building and the area of land that it's on, and it needs to be in the plural form here. Get off my premises. If someone wanted you to leave their property, that's what they could say.
Or I'm going to call the cops and have them take you away by force. But here, yes, they had this ATM installed on their premises,at the Waves Coffee Shop in Vancouver, B.C., and customers can withdraw the cash equivalent of their bitcoins, a radical type of virtual currency, or alternatively buy more bitcoins by putting money into the machine. So you can either withdraw money or deposit money in this machine. You're withdrawing a cash equivalent of bitcoins. So you're not actually getting things that can be called bitcoins.
Uh-uh.
You're getting the equivalent, the thing that is equal to that thing. Sometimes in university, when you take a class, they'll say, well, you have a prerequisite, a class you need to take before this, like Math 101 or the equivalent, a class that is the same as that one.
Yeah, equal to having the same value, the same meaning, the same use. And if you withdraw...At least from an ATM, it means you're taking some money out. You're removing money from your bank account or your account. It's a radical type of virtual currency. That's how we're describing bitcoins. If it's radical, it's very new. It's different from what is traditional or that you've come to expect, the ordinary. It's a virtual currency, meaning it's a currency that exists on the internet or something that's...existing on a computer. So it's only in the internet world that we can find this type of currency. Alternatively, you can also buy more bitcoins by putting money into the machine, or as Tom said, by depositing. An alternative is just a different choice, a different option. So you can either withdraw or alternatively you can deposit more bitcoins, or you can deposit money to buy more bitcoins. So you have a choice at this ATM.
An alternative is simply another choice or a different mode of action. So
different
on one
option?
Hand,
yeah.
Yes, on one hand, you can withdraw the money. On the other, you can deposit money. And I guess the Bitcoin only exists as information. Now, the coffee shop, along with a growing number of businesses worldwide, accept Bitcoins as legal tender. Legal tender just means currency as opposed to checks and other forms of credit, credit cards and stuff like that. So, yes, legal tender, something that you can use to purchase something else.
Bitcoins are the world's most popular virtual currency. There are several kinds of virtual currency. Let's talk about Bitcoins. They were invented in 2008. They're relatively new by an anonymous software developer known only as Satoshi Nakamoto. He's anonymous, or this person, we don't even know if it's a man or a woman. They're anonymous, meaning we don't know who they are. We don't know their identity. They kind of want to be anonymous because in some countries this could be illegal. You can get bitcoins by creating addresses managed in virtual wallets. They're not real wallets. If we see virtual in front of something, it means it only exists on a computer or on the internet. These wallets will keep track of the value of the bitcoins that you have. To keep track of something just means you follow it. You're aware of how something is changing, what's happening to it, what it's doing. It's important to keep track of your expenses so you know how much money you're spending each month and so that you don't go over budget. You want to keep track of your valuable items so you don't lose them. Here they're keeping track of the value of the bitcoins that they have by checking out what's in their virtual wallets.
Yeah, many people use them for online purchases because transaction fees for bitcoins are lower than those for credit cards. So that's why people like bitcoins. People use bitcoins to make online purchases. A purchase, of course, is something that you buy, or when you buy something, I'd like to make a purchase. I'd like to buy something. And yes, when you use your credit card, there's usually some kind of fee that you have to pay in addition to the price of the item. Well, here the transaction fees are lower than those for credit cards. Transaction, of course, is when you have some kind of business deal with somebody. I have the product, you give me the money, and then we'll have this transaction. So there is a fee for this, an extra cost.
Yeah, and if people are using their credit cards, it actually costs the store that you're purchasing your item from extra money just to let you use your credit card. So I could see stores being kind of excited about bitcoins because the transaction fees are lower than they have to pay for credit cards. Now, some economists have criticized bitcoins for being unreliable. But even though this is happening, notice we're using the word though. So even though or although some economists have criticized them for being unreliable, bitcoins are still slowly making their way into everyday life. An economist is someone who specializes in economics. They're specialists with money and how money affects our economy, how people use money. Well, if something's unreliable, you're not really able to trust it. You can't really depend on it. It doesn't really do what it's supposed to or what it's promised to do. But even though it might be kind of unreliable to use bitcoins, people are still starting to use them more and more.
Indeed. You know, for example, unreliable. I've had people tell me that they think PCs are unreliable, so they want to use Macs instead. They think they're more reliable, although that's opinion there. I'm just saying that I've heard people say this. But yes, economists say they're unreliable, but still they are making their way into everyday life. We're going to see them more and more. And in Vancouver, Canada, there we have a user at that ATM. This person said, I think bitcoins are the way of the future. You could also say the wave of the future. It's a future trend. It's what's going to happen. We should prepare for it. We should accept it. And the reason is they provide maximum value and efficiency. Maximum is the most. And efficiency means you put in as little effort to get as most results as possible.
Yeah, you're able to do something or produce something without wasting your time or extra materials or even energy. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with bitcoins in the future. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher and then we'll be back to wrap up.
接着我们要来看一个特别的提款机。在第一段的中间提到 The world's first Bitcoin ATM was installed on its premises. 在一家咖啡馆呢就装设了全世界第一台的比特币提款机，这是发生在加拿大。 Install 这个动词呢解释成为安装跟设置的意思。I had a telephone installed last week, 指的就是我上个星期装了一支电话。而有了这样的提款机，后面的句子提到 ,customers can withdraw the cash equivalent of their bitcoins, a radical type of virtual currency, or alternatively, buy more bitcoins by putting money into the machine. 我们来看一下这个动词。Withdraw 其实就是有提取或者是领出存款的意思。Terry withdrew all his money from the bank, 指的就是 Terry 从银行里领出了他全部的存款。而后面的 equivalent 当作名词解释成为同等物或者是等价的物品的意思。接着来看到第二段中间的句子提到You can get bitcoins by creating addresses managed in virtual wallets that keep track of their value. 事实上呢，用户能在虚拟的钱包当中建立一个位置，然后来追踪比特币的价值，很特别吧？这里的片语 keep track of 就是知道什么消息的意思。文章的最后一句 ,One user of the ATM in Vancouver said, I think bitcoins are the way of the future because they provide maximum value and efficiency. 一个试用过这样子的民众则说他认为比特币代表了未来，而且还提供了货币最大的价值跟效能。
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We hope you'll come back soon. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.